Your order's up. Back to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. Live from Bridgeport, WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Well, you get that. We're in the theater, as you know. Lawrence Queso joins us now from the Klein. Yes, we do. We have to move quick here on the Diner Tour, but you get that.
I do.
You get it. How are you, right?
I'm doing just great.
I'm so glad to have you here, Lawrence. What is happening at the Klein?
A little bit of everything.
What a loaded question, right? You're like, Melissa, I haven't even had my coffee yet. Come on now. I love the Klein. I love the Klein, and I love talking to you, Lawrence. You get the industry. You and I have even talked news before with ticket scams, things like that. What's happening at the Klein this summer? What's going on?
Well, just take this weekend. We have two dance recitals, Saturday and Sunday, but in our after-school program has a float, and we will be in the Juneteenth parade on Saturday and the Black Rock parade on Sunday. We have a float. The Klein Dance Company dances behind that float, and I'm their DJ. I mix up the music.
I tell you. And you're asking me how I move around? How in the world do you manage the Klein? And then you're like, and by the way, I'm a DJ in the parade. Sure, of course you are. Course. That checks for you.
Yep.
That's incredible. Yeah. What makes the Klein such a unique and special experience for people? I mean, I grew up going to the Klein. Mm-hmm. I can't even tell you how many times I've been and still go to the Klein to this day. But what do you think makes it unique for people who haven't been?
I think it's the effort we make to make it participatory. We want our community to participate in what we do at the Klein. So just this month, we're doing something that I've wanted to do for 12 years, and we finally made it.
What are you doing?
Well, in Connecticut's most culturally diverse city, we're going to showcase World Cup soccer games on our 30-foot movie screen.
I love this for everybody. That's going to be such a blast.
Yeah.
So which games? Like, when are you going to be doing that?
We're keeping it a little fluid because we have to see how Team USA advances.
Fair. Is that what you're tracking,
but,
I would imagine?
No, the first game will actually be on June 21st.
Okay.
That's Cape Verde versus Uruguay. And then we've got a game planned on the 24th, the 27th, and then into July. Now we're into the further rounds. We'll see how it goes, but we'll definitely do the final game in July.
That's so fun. And are we encouraging people to wear their country pride, all that good stuff?
I certainly hope so.
Right?
Bring all that color.
I can't remember what it's called, but what about the big horns?
Well, I would hope that that might stay outside.
You're like, here's the thing. We have our limits. And that's fair. In the theater, that I feel like would get very loud very quickly.
Admission is free.
That's amazing.
And you've got air conditioning, theater-style seats, and a 30-foot movie screen to see those games.
I mean, especially if you're a soccer fan who would love to go to those games, I mean, to have it as a theatric experience, I think, is very unique. 12 years you worked on that, Lawrence.
Yes.
Huh.
First, we had to get the projection system, and then we had to work out certain technical details, but we finally pulled it off.
But I think you speak to something even bigger at the Klein, which is that you have been very... You guys have expanded what the Klein can really offer to people. How have you done that? How do you stay relevant and even just kind of expand the offerings at the Klein?
The first thing was to do the after-school program. We do a tuition-free after-school program now starting its 14th year. I've been a part of it all since the beginning. It's for Bridgeport middle and high schoolers. It gives them a place to come and to experiment and learn about themselves. And so this summer, we'll have a 5-week program, and at the conclusion of that, they're going to stage two performances of Lion King Jr.
Love.
Which should be great fun.
That's amazing.
But then we look for programming that you might not find everywhere else.
Like
we
what?
Do a little bit of theater. Well, June 28th, we have A Taste of Ireland. It's the history of Celtic music told through song and dance with real performers from Ireland.
That's amazing.
So that should be fun. We have the Magic of Motown coming up on July 31st. And again, to make it more about the community, we have an arrangement with Juneteenth Society. They're going to stage a reception in our mezzanine art gallery before the concert.
Oh, beautiful.
So people will have discounted tickets and the reception to be able to enjoy, socialize, and then have great music.
You also do a lot of work with Greater Bridgeport Symphony.
They're a resident company, so they do concerts every year.
And they've really expanded, too. I love their conductor. Oh,
Their new conductor, Eduardo, is great.
I love Eduardo so much. I might have a modern crush on him. He's great. Just as a person, he's amazing.
They just concluded their 80th season at the Klein.
Incredible, right? That partnership has been a long time.
80 years.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's beautiful. What are you anticipating? I mean, granted, we're going into the summer season, but I know you, Lawrence. As you mentioned, it took you 12 years just to get the World Cup to be able to play. So I know your wheels are always turning. Mm-hmm. What are some goals for 2027?
We want to expand the kinds of concerts and theater that we do ourselves. We have been primarily a rental house. And so now the idea is to build the resources so that we can do some things ourselves. We have wonderful bluegrass folk singer Molly Tuttle coming on September 6th. We just signed Eileen Ivers in December to do a Christmas show. I don't know if you know Eileen, but the New York Times called her the Jimi Hendrix of the Irish fiddle. Great musician. So that's the start for us to do more, keep going with the after-school program, and make use of the great building expansions that we've done. People are now really enjoying that elevator and going up to the art gallery and whatnot.
Yeah, it's really special. And I want to make sure, kind of going back to something I said in the beginning, which was you were really the person who got ahead of it, not just locally, but nationally, avoiding ticket scams, especially when you're talking about local theaters, supporting them and not getting duped. Where can people go to get your schedule of shows, but also make sure they're buying tickets properly?
And I'll tell you about that, but they can go to www.theklein.org. The ticket scam bill passed the Connecticut legislature.
Yes, my guy. That was also something you worked really hard on. Congratulations.
So I don't know that the governor has signed it yet. I haven't seen the official notice.
I haven't seen that presser, but it's probably coming.
But it's supposed to start on October 1st.
Wow.
And just to give you an example, this little dance recital we have with Dance Workshop from Monroe on Saturday, went online yesterday and found one of those ticket scammers. They're a $25 ticket. They're selling balcony seats for $191.
Unbelievable. Well, thank God you got that passed.
Well, all the public awareness has certainly cut down the number of scams that we've seen in our theater. People are getting smarter about it.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, scammers are getting smarter, so we do too. We got to get smarter. So make sure you go to The Klein, because I know some people miss that.
TheKlein.org.
Just making sure. You know I get nervous about orgs. You know that. Well, Lawrence Queso, thank you so much for what you do.
Can I give you one more piece of news?
Sure. Real quick.
I'm retiring September 7th.
Why would you do that here? No. No, I can't handle this right now. Nope. I'm not ready for that.
We have a great replacement. His name is Tennessee Davis. He's already started interim, but he's going to be great. And we will build for the future. Tennessee's been our director of education, and he will carry on in great form.
Okay. Well, Lawrence, I have to process that. I also was planning on having you back on, and maybe we need to meet the new executive director
together.
As well. Come on together. Yeah. Let's get that on the schedule. That would be great. Lawrence, thank you so much. Your entire team at The Klein, we appreciate it. Make sure you at home go to theklein.org for any of the schedules and to get your tickets properly. Thank you again, Lawrence.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Melissa.
We are going to be right back with the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour after this.